Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show every morning and 94 minutes of nonstop music at 9 on Star 94.1.
JP's fiance Heidi gave us the drunken messages that he left for her when he was celebrating his bachelor party this past weekend. Nobody has heard them but me, and I will tell you, it is radio gold.
I cannot wait to hear these.
All right, so JP spent this past weekend in Chicago with 20 friends with one of his, what's supposed to be like the last celebrations of singlehood. It's his bachelor party.
Yeah, I got after it. There was a lot of beer.
We learned yesterday that his dad came along for part of the bachelor party festivities, which I kind of threw a flag at.
You called foul at that, but his dad was only there till 7 o'clock.
Right, that makes it cool then.
So dad came for the pre-party,
that was cool.
Then at home, and then it was like, then the real tear it up happened.
Yes. Then I threw a flag when I found out that Heidi went to Chicago with him, but that was for also a different reason.
Yeah, a bridal shower.
She had a bridal shower that JP's family threw for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
So sweet.
So that was okay. But JP is nauseatingly in love with Heidi.
They are one of those couples where you're like, oh, that is so sticky sweet.
And so the first question that we asked was, are you going to see Heidi the night of your bachelor party? And you didn't.
I did not.
You stayed away, which mm-hmm. we were all very
impressive.
Proud of you.
Yes.
For. But after the show yesterday, Heidi reported that you were physically able to stay away, but you couldn't resist calling her.
What, like once? Twice, maybe?
Several times throughout the course of the day.
Uh-oh.
And she has sent us her password, and we have all of those messages. Just so you know, there are 6 of them.
I can't wait to hear these. So do they get worse as they go? So this is the like, beginning of the night. We're going in chronological order here?
Pretty much.
Okay.
All right. Here's the first one.
Heidi, it's JP. It's 2 o'clock.
Okay, let's talk about that for a second. Heidi, it's JP. Like, I don't think that. I think that's a waste of words. Like, she should know by
she
now.
Knows. She knows.
You're getting married
you.
In October.
Yeah.
Okay, here we
she
go.
She sees you pop up.
Heidi, it's JP. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We've been at it since 11 in the morning. We're going to our third brewery. Blow the boom. And I'm here with my dad and my buddy Tango. No, wrong football. That's not pretty quick. Dad, I some ludicrous. I love you so much. And no. Stop it. Don't joke like that.
That's it.
I think they were just trying to punch me in the wiener the entire time I was on the show. That's why you couldn't hear much.
All right. Message number.
That sounded like me in the kitchen trying to have a telephone conversation. Stop that! Don't hit the dog! Don't hit each other!
There's stop two, that! 2 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. 2 p.m. A party started at 11 a.m. All right. Here's message number 2.
So, hey, babe. It's me. I've got a confession to make to you. I was on the party bus, and there was a couple of stripper poles there, and somebody took off their shirt on the bus, and it was my dad.
Ew.
It was just my dad having a good time.
The real strippers got really embarrassed. So.
No, there was not strippers there. Why would you say that? I paid $400 an hour. Can you just not hear what I said right now? No, that never happened.
Who was that? In the
That's
background?
My buddy Doug.
All right. Oh, Doug.
Of course.
Trying to throw me under the bus.
Doug. Yes.
Freaking Doug. All right. Now we get a little bit later on in the night.
Hey, babe. It's me, babe. Hey. So. Shut up.
Are they booing you for calling Heidi?
That's exactly what's happening.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, babe. It's me, babe. Hey. So, So I have a confession to make. My friend, or so-called friend Doug, starts putting dog treats.
It's not my fault that it tastes like dog treats, and there's a floating dog treat in the beer.
He starts putting dog treats in my beer like it's a favor.
No, we're playing Galaga, and I needed to distract him, and I knew he'd drink it, and he did. He ate three dog treats with one beer.
Ew.
My warning. What's wrong with you?
Co-best man. Shout out to Peter. Yeah, and I'm looking after you, but I also need to make myself laugh internally for myself. Wow.
Did he call you Skeeter?
He said he's the co-best man. Shout out to Peter, who is the other best man.
So he said, you're supposed to be the best man at my wedding, and Doug didn't want there to be any tension inside. So
yes,
the co-best man.
Co-best man.
Mm-hmm. All right. This one, pay very careful attention, everybody, to this next message. Pay attention to where he says he is at the beginning. The message is 1 minute and 1 second long. So you're going to want to pay attention to where he is on second one and where he is on second 60.
Oh, no. Look at his head and his hands.
Hey, babe, it's me. It's about 8:28, and I've been drinking quite a bit.
8:24.
Anyways, yes, that's a good update. And now I'm just trying to shoot baskets at my parents' house. I'm not really sure where anybody is right now. I just miss you. And I wish you can be here. And the main takeaway is that we're going to be spending the rest of our lives with each other. And I can't wait. I just have a massive amount of alcohol in my bloodstream right now. And I'm going to be probably out for the next 5 hours of these. And I love you. Bye. I'm at McDonald's and I don't know where I am.
All right. There are two more, JP. A butt dial and tears. Next.
The Jeff and Jen Show every morning and 94 minutes of nonstop music at 9 on Star 94.1.
JP's drunken bachelor night, bachelor party night messages to his fiance Heidi continue with a butt dial and with some tears that I will, because I'm a guy, I will have to use to make fun of JP, but I think every woman listening is going to fall in love with him.
Uh-oh.
We do have those Shawn Mendes tickets for you and backstage passes. Those are coming up here in just a minute after we hear JP's voicemails.
A lot of these voicemails are co-starring your buddy Doug.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug. Doug.
That is a great song. It's like one of the best. Yeah. Great song.
Doug is a co-best man of yours in the wedding.
We met freshman year of high school swimming. We were in Speedos.
Cool. Doug gave you some dog treats.
Hey, babe. It's me, babe. Hey. So, shut up. So I have a confession to make.
Understanding.
My friend, or so-called friend Doug, starts putting dog treats.
It's not my fault that it tastes like dog treats, and there's a floating dog treat in the beer.
He starts putting dog treats in my beer like it's a favor.
No, we're playing Galaga, and I needed to distract him, and I knew he'd drink it, and he did. He ate three dog treats with one beer.
You're supposed to be the best man in my wedding. What's wrong with you?
Co-best man. Shout out to Peter. Yeah, and I'm looking after you, but I also need to make myself laugh internally for myself. Yeah.
Doug.
That is the funniest thing. Like, when you are that many beers in, dog treats in your beer is high comedy.
Still pretty funny right now. Doug, also right there by your side in case you get the time wrong.
Hey, babe, it's me. It's about 8:28, and I've been drinking quite a bit.
8:24.
Anyways, yes. That's it.
All right, so we've been through the first half of the messages. The next two, JP, the first one appears to be a butt dial.
Okay.
Because it's just a lot of noise. And the second one
is going to give you all the feels. I would predict at least Janine will cry.
Aww. All right, for the butt dial or the other one?
The butt dial one is not going to make anybody cry. It's
okay.
It's just going to make you look like a dog when it hears a high-pitched sound.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't even.
Are you pooping?
I just need to lie down on the ground. Hold on, let me do that. Okay. It's okay.
Like,
lie down on the ground looking at the stars. Okay.
Cold cement.
It's really nice.
Feels good.
Oh. Stop talking to me.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
He's like, I just need to lay down on the ground. All the right. Cold. The parking deck. It feels so good on my face.
Are you guys ready to really understand why Heidi loves her some JP?
I do.
So after a night of debauchery and alcohol and dog treats in your beer and cooling your face against the comforting touch of a curb, you call Heidi and you leave this message. Ladies, grab your tissues.
Hey, babe, it's JP. I thought it was so sweet. You don't even know this, but I was just looking at my email to check if I missed anything, and I saw that you bought me a hat. It was just so sweet, and I wasn't even trying to see that you bought me a hat, and you wanted it to be a surprise, and even though I ruined the surprise, it only is $20. You wanted to make me happy, and thank you. I love you so much.
Janine, are you actually crying?
I mean, you amped it up, too. It's not my fault.
Janine,
is crying. I bought him a hat. That's really sweet.
She bought him a hat when he was out getting wasted and eating dog treats with Doug. She bought him a hat.
That was really sweet.
Drunk, sad so JP happy. Is the most adorable thing I've ever heard.
Right? Hey, babe.
So cute.
Because what ended up happening was that she went to Lids and we're both members and share the same card. So when she swiped the card to get the points or whatever the thing was,
pops up on your phone.
Pops
up
on my email. And I'm like, I didn't buy a hat. Who's got my... Oh, it was Heidi.
That's so...
And after you had about 60 beers in 2 days, it just got me right in the feels.
So cute.
So sweet. You guys are so cute.
Are you so embarrassed? Are you okay?
I love both. I love them.
Yeah,
they're so sweet.
That one hurt my pride a little bit, but I don't take anything back, and I love her very much, and you just heard why.
And you love your hat.
I love my hat. I love my hat so much.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.